Forever blowing bubbles. The Voyages of the Mini-Sub Skipjack. Starring Sam Jamnos as Commander Hassock. Also starring Alex Stranraer as Talfrin and Godfrey Daniels Jr. as Phobes. In this episode, the Voyages of the Skipjack are severely disrupted by an edition of Cromford's Assortment. Howdy you, and welcome to Cromford's Assortment on Thursday, the 2nd of July, 2020. On this day, the 2nd of July, 1698, English inventor Thomas Savery patented the world's first steam-powered mechanical device, a sort of rudimentary pump to be used for raising excess water out of mines, among other things. Unfortunately, his pumps tended to rupture themselves with their own steam pressure, without sucking up much water. But he was on the right lines, all right? On this day in 1877, the author Hermann Hesse was born. If you've ever considered yourself a bit of a misfit, read his novel Steppenwolf, and you'll probably think, as I did, I thought I was the only person who felt like this. On this day in 1897, Guglielmo Marconi was granted a British patent for his newfangled doohickey radio. Just as well, really, because the BBC were planning to start a public broadcasting service just 25 years later. On this day in 1900, the first Zeppelin, the LZ-1, flew. Yeah, that sort of thing. The happy event took place on Lake Constance, and it must have looked like the start of a new era of really, really stylish travel. I'd certainly fancy it, wouldn't you? Also on this day in 1900, Finlandia. Jan Sibelius's bit of Finnish patriotism was premiered in Helsinki. Some of it goes like this. And none of it goes like this. It takes a whole lot of love just to keep my baby happy. It takes a whole lot of kissing and a whole lot of holding her hand. Because that was Whole Lotta Woman, a 1958 hit for Marvin Rainwater, born on this day in 1925. On this day in 1937, Amelia Earhart and her navigator Fred Noonan made their last radio contact while flying over the Pacific in an attempt on the first equatorial round-the-world flight. They were never heard of again. On this day in 2002, Steve Fossett became the first balloonist to fly solo around the world non-stop. In a balloon, that is. On this day in 2005, Live 8 took place. You know very well what that was. A mighty parade of right-onness, that's what it was, like they always are. Also, the 2nd of July is National I Forgot Day in the UK. A day to recall the things you've forgotten that you shouldn't have, or to forget something you shouldn't be remembering, or something like that. I don't quite... And it's World UFO Day, so if you've left it to the last minute to write your World UFO Day cards, I suspect that your Klingon friends are not going to get one this year. Burt Bacharach, that man again, and Bob Hilliard, and there's a name you don't hear very often, co-wrote a song called Any Day Now, which was covered in 1962 by Chuck Jackson. I think he had the first American hit with it. And as you might expect from a pop song in 1962, it sounds fairly quaint to modern ears and ripe for having a kick up the bum. Here it is now.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love, and you'll be on your way. Then my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Oh, any day now, I'll be all alone. When your restless eyes meet someone new, oh, to my sad surprise, then the blue shadows will fall all over town. Oh, any day now, love will let me die.
Return to Any Day Now and my own treatment of it later in the programme. Now I'd like you to take a moment and savour the nuances of this. Don't get me wrong, my love. I know it seems unkind, but just be strong, my love. And then I think you'll find it's for the best, my love. I'm leaving you tonight, 'cause I can't rest, my love, while you're still in my sight. Fighting to keep a straight face. Contrary to what you might be thinking, that is not, for example, a lost Philip Larkin gem. It's all I can remember of the lyric from my fourth ever song, back in the autumn of 1976. Yes, that 17-year-old was at it again, putting himself into the head of a fictitious bloke 10 years older than him and talking about bailing out of a relationship. I tell you, if I'd been my girlfriend at the time, I would have been getting quite twitchy by now. And of course, in practice, what was I going to do at 17, walking out on a relationship? For me, I'd be hopping on the 535 bus from Cotswold, which is a fairly insignificant village in South Staffordshire, into the nearest town, as it then was, Wolverhampton. and then going and mooching about a bit before feeling a bit silly and skulking back home on the 535 bus. So the song was called Don't Get Me Wrong. I have to say, the Pretenders ended up doing much more justice to that title 10 years later. And yeah, the lyric was laughable, but the music... Don't get me wrong, my love. I know it seems unkind, but just be strong, my love. And then I think you'll find, etc., etc. The music did me proud, I think. Where it came from? I'd been trying to remember a song I'd heard on the radio on breakfast time about 3 or 4 years earlier, and the DJ had introduced it as The Beatles, and he said it was on the album Revolver, and I remember that the song had a bit of a swing to it. So what I was doing, because I didn't know what the song was, I didn't have the album, I was playing what I thought I remembered, and came up with this. Incidentally, when I eventually bought Revolver, I couldn't pin down what that radio song had been. It might have been Lennon's I'm Only Sleeping. When I wake up early in the morning, lift my head, I'm still yawning. Or it might have been Harrison's I Want to Tell You. I want to tell you. Neither of which sound much like. But it does have a spirit that's quite similar to Lennon's Girl on the Rubber Soul album. Is there anybody going to listen to my story? All about the girl who came to stay. Which just goes to show how shifty memories can be. Anyway, I sorted out a completely new concept and lyric for this ditty of mine about 20 years ago, and for the past 20 years, it's been known as Sleeping Dog. For which I need to capo. You should not wait, my love. You're only walking by, but so you shake, my love. This sleeping dog won't lie against his grain, my love. Etc. And there'll be quite a bit more of the etc. later on in the programme. Forever blowing bubbles, the voyages of the mini sub Skipjack. Talfrin's log, July 2nd, 1330 hours. 2 days out from home base, that's the base we call home, obviously not home base, and the Skipjack, Commander Hassock's brainchild, is performing like a dream. We're now cruising at 45 feet below surface, on a bearing of 210 degrees, following the edge of the Philpott Shelf. Normality has been restored, but about an hour ago we had an unexpected crash test of Skipjack's emergency surfacing manoeuvre. It happened like this.
Steady as she goes. You've given us an excellent trim, Phobes.
Oh, thanks, Skipper. But the water temperature helps.
Yes, it does, and I appreciate your efforts there, but I was actually referring to our haircuts. It's always good to start a new endeavor with a new hairdo. It shows you mean business. I can run my hand through this now without looking like Angelina Jolie.
Skipper, it's probably lunchtime, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Shall I break out today's lunch packs?
Yes, please do, Sir Telferin.
Right. There's yours, Skipper.
Thank you.
And Forbes?
Oh!
Here's yours.
Oh. Thanks, Telferin. My God!
What the ruddy hell?
It's the contamination alarm. Something's happening to our air supply.
Oh, we're going to die!
Okay, I've deactivated the alarm. I'm seeing the danger reading, but I can't detect anything wrong.
I can. There's a different quality to the air.
Oh, God! Something's died!
Phobes, there's nothing else alive on the skipjack except us three. But something is very wrong. Stand by to put on your respirators and prepare to surface.
Honestly, I can't detect anything wrong. Are you sure?
Telferin, you can't be serious. Get your respirator ready before you... What are you eating, Telferin?
My sandwiches, of course. Actually, I might have made too many of these. Either of you want to share?
What's on them, Telferin?
These look...
In heaven's name, man! Phobes, put us on the surface now!
What? And so we ended up topside, so that Commander Hassock could lob my 3-day-old boiled egg sarnies out across the briny.
The lyric of Sleeping Dog set out to be playful. By that I mean I was playing some games with meanings and syntax. For instance, the words my love could refer to a person, the mystery girl that I'm singing to, or they could refer to my capacity for feeling love. So, this opening line has two subtly different ways of being heard. You should not wake, my love. Or, you should not wake, my love. And that ambiguity is carried on through much of the song. For another instance, I liked the idea of letting words run on so that what you hear as the last clause in a sentence could also be the first clause in the next sentence. This sleeping dog won't lie against his grain, my love, to find out who you are, and who'll remain, my love, the reddest, faintest star on nights drawn in now, the days begin now, to share the skin now. Well, nobody said that writing songs shouldn't be aerobic. Even more fun for me, though, and if your nerves can stand the excitement, is figuring out what sounds I should have on the recordings of these songs. For Sleeping Dog, which has a sort of Eastern European folk tune quality in places, I decided on something like a cymbalom or hammered dulcimer. John Barry during the Cold War sort of thing. Only, I don't own a dulcimer or cymbalom. What to do? All will be revealed. For my Retouch the Sun project, I wanted to do Right by Any Day Now, which was irretrievably quaint in its original arrangement. So I wanted to soup it up, and I filtered it through a sort of Buffalo Springfield era Stephen Stills, kind of an outtake from one of their albums, maybe. You can judge for yourself how successful I was. Here it is.
I will hear you say goodbye, my love. Then you'll be on your way, and my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Ooh, oh. Any day now, I'll be all alone. Ooh, oh, oh. Any day now, when your restless eyes meet someone new, oh, to my sad surprise, then the blue shadows will fall all over town. Oh, oh, any day now, love will let me down. Beautiful bird, you will have flown. Oh, oh, any day now, I'll be all alone. I know I shouldn't want to keep you if you don't want to stay. Until you're gone forever, I'll be holding on for dear life. You this way, begging you to stay any day now. When the clock strikes go, you'll call it off, and then my tears will flow, and the blue shadows will fall all over town. Oh, any day now, love will let me down. You won't be around. Love will let me down. 'Cause you won't be around. Love will let me down. 'Cause you won't be around.
Forever blowing bubbles. The voyages of the mini sub Skipjack.
Commander Hassock's log. July the 3rd, 1900 hours. My last log entry of the day before bedtime with Ovaltine. This afternoon, while cruising at 30 fathoms, we were enlivened by a rather startling close encounter.
Goodness, what a size it is.
A humpback whale, I believe, gentlemen.
Our lights made it look fast. Ooh, oh, that gave me a turn.
And off it goes into the murk again.
Did you notice that our sonar didn't pick it up?
What?
Our sonar didn't so much as ping back once.
Oh God, the sonar's broken.
Telfrin?
Yes, Skipper?
Any thoughts on that?
What do you mean?
Well, just that when I'd got the skipjack off the drawing board and invited tenders for the construction, you offered to install the navigation and sonar equipment.
That's right.
And here we are, in the open sea, heading towards the Pillars of Ulysses with a perfectly functioning navigation system.
Well, I did my best.
And a sonar device that failed to detect a rather large specimen of humpback whale.
Yes?
Telfrin, if the sonar were broken, we wouldn't hear any pinging, would we?
No, probably not.
And yet, it pings without seeing anything.
Yes.
What's making the pinging noise, Telfrin?
It's an audio file.
Pardon?
I nabbed an audio file from YouTube.
We've got no sonar. We're going to get rammed by another vessel.
We're listening to an audio file.
I've got it looping.
We have no sonar capability at all.
It's not my fault. I ran out of time for the fitting out.
Or a shoal of cuttlefish. Or a container ship.
Phobes. I know you're prone to anxious moments, but just for now, could you bite on your toilet bag and try to relax? Telfrin, I don't know what to say. I'm at a total loss.
Sorry, Skipper.
Shall I turn off the audio player?
No, don't do that. It's quite soothing to listen to. I think we'd better set course for home. Phobes, please plot us the most direct route and get us going.
Yes, Skipper.
Oh, and Phobes? Dead slow, if you please.
Struggling musician Crumford wanted to feature a spy movie-type cymbalom on his song Sleeping Dog. But there was a problem. He hadn't got a cymbalom.
No cymbalom, but I did have a shedload of sound font technology. Sound fonts basically use audio samples as a basis for synthesizing sounds, and I won't go into any more detail because I wouldn't know what I was talking about. But with this technology, I could play something on my digital piano keyboard and it would become a Turkish saz. I think that's how you pronounce it. I could also render the same phrase in one of my dozens of software synthesizers and get this. Then I could lay the two sounds together. And finally, here's Sleeping Dog, the Isaac and the Angelus album track recorded in 2010, presented here in glorious mono, with an accordion sound which I also don't own, but I made it the same way as I made the others. You can hear this song in glorious stereo if you go to www.paulcromford.com and undertake to buy the thing for 89 pence.
You should not wake my love. You're only walking by, but so you shake my love. This sleeping dog won't lie against his grain, my love, to find out who you are and who remain, my love. The reddest, faintest star on nights drawn in now. The days begin now to share the skin now. Every comfort's colder than the spring time. This in-between time, there's only me time that puts us both on. Holding back my love, until you make your move, I'll keep on track, my love. Traverse that thoughtless groove, but if you speak, my love, you show me who you are. And silent shrieks, my love, a half-seen shooting star on nights drawn out now. My senses shout now, and there's no doubt now that every pain is kinder than October. Over, and though we're sober, elation's on our mind. So wide awakes my love, and you're just walking by. Nothing shakes my love. This sleeping dog won't lie. No, nothing shakes my love. This sleeping dog won't lie.
And that about wraps things up for this week's show. I hope you enjoyed it. If you are still enjoying these, that tickles me to death. And don't forget to make a date for the next one, that's next week, Thursday the 9th of July. In the meantime, keep yourself sane, safe and well. And as you know, I'm making these for you. And if you're still there, I'm still here, and everybody's still where they were. Bye for now. Cromford's assortment was conceived, assembled, and presented by me, Paul Cromford. I don't own Whole Lotta Woman or Finlandia, I just borrow them to entertain you. And despite what I've done across Rimsky-Korsakov, I like Scheherazade and I don't own that either. All other music in the programme was, of course, created by me. This was a Paul Cromford production for those little dimples in your cheeks.